Welcome to The Pipeline, all things CD and DevOps podcast by the CD Foundation. I am your host, Jacqueline Salinas, Director of Ecosystem and Community Development. Thank you for joining us today for episode 20. Joining me today is Andrea Ritoli. He is a developer advocate at IBM and an open source enthusiast. He is one of the maintainers of the Tecton project and a member of its governance team. Before Tecton, he contributed to OpenStack for several years, focusing on testing and CI/CD, serving as the QA project technical lead for 1 year. He's a strong advocate for transparency in open source. Apart from DevOps, he enjoys playing with machine learning, sometimes combining the two worlds. Andrea has previously been a speaker at several open source conferences, including FOSSIA, FOSDEM, FOSS Backstage, KubeCon, Open Source Summits, and more. Welcome to The Pipeline, Andrea.
Thank you.
And today's main focus is cloud-native CD pipelines with Tecton. But before we get started with our main topic, we always like to start the podcast episode with an icebreaker. It's a segment we call My DevOps Journey. So Andrea, how did you get started in DevOps?
Okay, so let's see. I guess when I started on DevOps, I was not really doing DevOps. So I was in consulting at the time. And so I was kind of close to the development team, but working also with operations on the customer side. So I had a bit both of the experiences. So I was working together with the development team to make sure what they produced was somehow installable or deployable onto the customer production environment. And as well, I was doing night shift together with the operation team from the customer and staying up late and deploying things on the production environment, making sure everything would work right. And I guess was my role was sitting in the middle and make sure that there was a smooth transition. So kind of mixing the development side on the operation side. So I guess in a way it was the beginning of my story with DevOps. So after that, I joined a team that was basically making a service in the cloud environment. So offering a service, we were starting from, again, from the development and building the service and putting it into production. And in that role, I was responsible for the overall QA. And I was all the time pushing to get testing towards left, if you will. So doing testing as early as possible so that the operations and the deployment side was smoother. And that work was based on OpenStack, and that got me involved in open source and in the QA and CI world of OpenStack. And that's where I started focusing really on CI, CD pipelines and automation for that. And after a few years working on OpenStack, while the Tecton project was starting and it was open source, it was about CI/CD. So it felt like a perfect match for me. And that's how I started with Tecton.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience. Can you give me a bit more detail about what is Tecton and what does it mean to build cloud native pipelines as we start to shift over to our main topic?
Right. So, if you read on the website, it will tell you that Tecton is a framework for creating cloud-native CI/CD systems or pipelines, which is, but let me try to get a bit more into the details. So if you talk about cloud-native, you usually think about environments where you have a lot of microservices, which are containerized applications that you run, and those applications that will publish their logs somewhere, expose metrics, and they represent small units of work. And that's what we do with Tecton, only for a workflow. So you have all your steps that are part of your workflow, and all of these steps are basically containerized application that run to completion and they perform a certain task. And what Tecton gives you is the ability of building those small steps into more complex workflow or pipelines. So in fact, the smallest entity that Tecton defines is what we call the step, which represent a container or a pod in a Kubernetes cluster. And then we build additional abstractions on top, like a task that can be a sequence of steps that you want to execute, or a pipeline, which is a generic collection of tasks that could run in parallel or in sequence or a combination. So depending on the complexity or the dependency of the rules of the task that you want to execute in your pipeline. And I just wanted to add that Tecton is in fact a collection of projects. Mm-hmm. So the pipeline project is the core one, that one that just been talking about, that allows you to define the pipelines. But we also have things like triggers that are all about triggering the pipeline, so events that start your workflows. Interfaces to Tecton, like we have CLI, command line tool, and the dashboard, and other projects as well.
Great. So can you tell me a little bit more about the Tecton community and how they leverage Tecton?
That's a very interesting question. So with Tecton, a little bit of history maybe first. So Tecton was born as part of the Knative project. So that was 2018. And Knative was building a serverless platform, which was made of three components: serving, eventing, and build. And build was all about creating the source to image experience for serverless. But then the build started getting more complex requirement, like maybe we don't only want to run a single step, we want to run a pipeline of steps before actually we want to building our containerized application. It was decided at the time then to move Tecton out of the Knative space, and it became a known and project of its own. And with that, it inherited kind of the infrastructure we had from Knative. So for CI/CD, we started using Prow, that is what the CI system that Knative was using at the time, which worked well for us. But at some point, we thought, well, we really want to get a first-hand experience of what it looks like to use the system that we're building. So we're creating a system to write pipelines for CI and CD. So maybe we should use those for our own needs. And then we started then what we call our dog fooding effort, which is all about using Tecton to build. So we started with automating our releases, and we created nightly releases, nightly deployments into dedicated environments. And finally, we started using Tecton, at least in part, for our own CI.
Amazing. Thank you. Who else is Tecton for?
Okay. I think I would say the first answer I would say Tecton is about task authors and pipeline authors. So one of the main advantages with Tecton is reusability. So the idea is that we want to build a catalog as extensive as possible of tasks that you can just pick and reuse. So if you're building your CD a workflow for deploying an application to Kubernetes, for instance, you might find tasks already pre-written that do some part of that for you. Or if you're building a CI pipeline, you want to build a container into an image, or you want to do a security scan, or you want to run a certain tool like kubectl, for instance, or TKN, that is the Tecton CLI, you would probably find already tasks existing for that. So you can get started quickly and building your pipeline using this reusable components that Tecton gives you. In general, I would say as a target that we started with, Tecton works well for large CI/CD systems. So if you have a ton of repositories, or if you have many pipelines that you want to run, then you can benefit very much from this reusability as well, because you can build your own catalog of tasks that you want to reuse. And because Tecton is cloud native, it's kind of serverless by nature. your pipeline will start and run in containers and will go away, will not consume any resources once they're done. And also Tecton itself is a very small footprint on one side, but it also built to scale horizontally very well. So this will work very well for large environments or corporate environments, if you will. But not only. So we have a repo, Tecton France, we call it, where we even have a logo. So the logo of Tecton is a RoboCat, so a cat dressed up like a robot. And in France, it has a Robo dog and a Robo rabbit next to it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's really cute. That's the idea behind the France repo is to collect user stories from people using Tecton. That's also one of the main ideas of Tecton, is not trying to take over the industry, but trying to work well with the industry. So work well with other solutions in the CI/CD space, or create like a good basis for people that are building solutions, products, services, or other open source projects on top of Tecton. So just to make some example, we have like OpenShift pipelines that is based out of Tecton. We have a service from Puppet called Relay. We have projects like Jenkinex. There is a Tecton plugin for Jenkins as well. There is an open source project called Build, part of Shipwright.io, that is defining build strategies on top of Tecton. There is KF from Google, Dispatch from D2IQ, and many, many more. So it's an interesting, really growing and thriving ecosystem.
That's amazing. Also, can you expand a little bit more into Tecton's interoperability story?
Sure. So Tecton, as I said, is wants to work well as a basis for other tools. So by nature, it wants to interoperate with other tools. It's really a non-opinionated tool. It doesn't force into a specific way of doing CI/CD, but it gives you the tool at the basic building blocks to build on top of it. And also from the Tecton community, we are involved with the interoperability interest group from the CDF, and especially with the events in CI/CD group as part of that, because one of the things that Tecton can do is both consume events and produce events, and we want to make sure that the events that we produce are events that other platform can consume, and also we are able to consume standard events produced by other platforms, because we want to ensure that we are able to interoperate as much as possible with other systems.
Thank you. And Andrea, now, if I wanted to get started and contribute to Tecton, how do I do that?
We try, and I think Tecton is a really welcoming community. So I would get started from the Tecton CD community repo on GitHub to get some pointers. We have a lot of our communication happens on Slack. So I would join the Tecton CD Slack, and we have a getting started channel there. We have channels for every project that you might interested into. So don't be shy and join us on Slack and get the conversation started. And really, we welcome many different type of contributions. So whether you're a user of Tecton and you want to report some issues, or maybe you have some interesting use cases that you want to share, and or if you're just looking for help on a specific issue, you can join Slack and ping, and we always have someone online that is there to answer for questions. And I mentioned the catalog before, so if you have interesting tasks that you want to share, you can do that in the catalog repo, or you can join us to contribute code. We are always looking for new contributors, and so that's very welcome. And also feedback. We love feedback on our work, on what the Tecton looks like from a user perspective, and also what the Tecton community looks like.
Thank you. And Andrea, one last question. What is your role in the Tecton community?
Sure. I started working on the pipeline project which is the core project of Tecton, contributing issues and patches, and started contributing more. And I worked on some larger features like eventing, also the ability to produce events from Tecton. And that brought me eventually to become one of the maintainers of the pipeline project. In parallel to that, I kind of kicked off the work on the dog fooding. So using Tecton to test and build and release Tecton. So that's one of my roles today. I keep driving that effort because it's a very interesting area, I think. We started working on many new features, in some cases even new project, because of the result of that. Because we try to do things basically with Tecton, and we see, well, it would be nice to have that feature, but we don't. So let's start discussing about it and build it for ourselves. Mm-hmm. An extra role that I have in the community is I'm part of the governance team, which is the team that gives general direction for the community. It's five individuals from different companies. And so, yeah, I was elected to that position for 2 years.
Congratulations. And also one other question that I had about Tecton is there anything that's coming down the pipeline, or is there a roadmap that folks can take a look at to understand, you know, what new features or what you or what the community is currently working on and prioritizing?
Yeah, absolutely. There are quite a few things. So we have a general roadmap for the year that is available on the community repo. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we do have a mechanism similar to what Kubernetes has. They call CAP. We call it TAP, so Tecton Enhancement Proposal. Uh-huh. The kind of design documents for features that we want to implement. So those are also in the community repo. And mm-hmm. if you want to have a look at features that are coming and that we are discussing and about implementing, that's a good place to start. Also something that we just started, we discussed a lot but that's something that we are really starting to focus on is the what we call it Tecton, Tecton as code, mm-hmm. which is when I talked about who is Tecton for, I talked about like large system with many pipelines and so forth. But actually, we do care about the use case where you have a single repo or a couple of repos on GitHub and you want to run CI/CD on them. So we want to make sure that there is an easy way for you to just drop a couple of pipelines in your Tecton folder in your repo and have the pipeline up and running. So this is something that we are looking into as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Andrea, for your time today. It was amazing learning about Tecton, and I really appreciate your time and dedication to the project. So thank you so much. And it was great having you as a guest.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Great talking to you.